Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Sarah Jane Tobin is the editor of rollercoaster.ie. Sarah Jane, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Now, you sort of accidentally made your son an internet viral sensation.
Yes,
very unintentionally.
I did. It was totally unintentional. And to this day, it's actually very funny because even to this day, people kind of go, oh my God, you're Nathan's mum. Not, oh, he's your son. It's the other way around. Basically, yeah, it was at the start of lockdown, the very first lockdown. Your listeners may remember my child in the back garden playing football against himself, against the back fence. He was playing goalkeeper and he was the striker at the same time. And he kind of maneuvered the ball to bounce off the post and knock into the, and he was jumping to save the goal as he was firing it. And it was very cute.
He had put the goalpost, if I remember correctly. It was a distance away from the fence at the side of the house.
Yes.
So would it, and he's there in his full kit, all geared out.
Yeah. And Leeds United all the way.
It allowed him to, you know, shoot his penalty up against the fence and then run back into his position in goals to catch his own penalty.
Yeah,
God love him.
It was absolutely comical because basically the back of my house is pebble dash and it was week three of the lockdown. They hadn't been in school for 3 weeks. He hadn't been training. He's football mad. He'd literally kicked the ball at the back of the house so many times that there was a ball patch on the back of the house. He'd knocked all the stones off. So I was like, I'd been out in the garden with him. Do you remember the summer? The sun was splitting stones. And I actually, at the time, I was actually working with you guys in News Talk and I was due into News Talk for 4 o'clock. So I'd been out in the garden with him all morning and I was upstairs putting on my boots, getting ready to leave to go to work. It was probably around 3 o'clock. Saw him doing that. I actually was opening the window to shout at him to stop kicking it at the back of the house because we had that argument earlier on in the day. But he'd actually, just to stop me being able to get out, he'd actually turned the thing around. We're very understanding neighbours, thanks be to God. And he was lashing the ball at it. But it was mental because Andrea, honest to God, his football coach had asked us to share videos of the kids training while lockdown was happening, just to keep each other motivated. That's all it was. I popped it up on my Twitter, which literally had a couple of hundred followers, tagged his coach in it, tagged a couple of, you know, stay safe, stay home, COVID-19, all the usual hashtags were going
on.
And I'm not joking you, it took 45 minutes to get from my house into the city centre to the studio, which we were able to go into work at the time, if you remember correctly. Mm. And it had been reshared 40,000 times in that space of time. And one of the people who shared it was Peter Schmeichel. You may remember ex-Manchester United goalkeeper. His son Casper subsequently went to play on for Nathan's team Leeds. So Nathan was very excited about that one. But it was my last radio shift. I'd been working full-time in radio for 20 years at that stage and I was moving into a different career path. And my last bulletin of my last shift on News Talk, I was reading about my son in the bulletin going viral. And it wasn't me who actually even wrote the script. It was someone else who wrote the script and was like, but you need to, because he 3 million... It had been viewed 3 million times.
And it was the fact that so many other, I suppose, soccer players, well-known people in football circles were resharing it and talking about it too.
It's an interesting
thing to sit and look back about and look back on now a couple of years on, because
absolutely.
That 20-second little video of your child Nathan catapulted him into this viral, you know, sphere worldwide that you'd never ever intended. And it's probably a funny thing, isn't it, Sarah Jane, to look back and think you might not have done it, but that was never the intention. You couldn't have known.
Yeah, it's really strange, right? And I'll tell you why. So for rollercoaster.ie, our website, we focus in on a lot of parenting, lifestyle, family stories. And there was a story that actually crossed my desk a while ago that kind of just made me go, geez, I remember when, for me, it was a complete accident. But the story that came across my desk was about, first off, there was a few of them. But the first one was about a family of YouTube bloggers who basically were, you know, constantly posting their family content on their page, doing product sponsorships, brand sponsorships, all that kind of thing. Basically, the kids were all involved. They adopted a little boy from China. And after 2.5 years, it wasn't working out. So they rehomed the little boy. This was only a few years ago. But the whole thing was documented online for everyone to see, the world to see. They had a TV show and everything. And I just kind of thought to myself, Jesus, these children are not Like, I mean, do they even realize what they're doing to these kids, that this stuff is still up online and it's still there for everybody to see? And then I did a little bit further digging, and I think, do you know the meme I'm talking about, the little blonde girl, and she's given this iconic side eye to her mother, big brown eyes, kind of soother teeth, you know? And, you know, I've used that myself. Like, you know, it's the perfect, as I said in my article in the Daily Mail today, like, it's the perfect response when someone's talking about, you know, how did dry January go? Or, you know, are Manchester United going to win the Premier League? You're like,
suspicious, you know, look from the kids.
Exactly, but you forget that there is actually a little person behind that. And I read an interview with her mom, and I completely agree. Like, you know, at the time, now, we were, myself and my son were very much protected by the fact that lockdown was happening and stuff like that. But this little girl, Katie, was only 2 years old at the time. And within 24 hours, she was being mobbed on the street. She had an actual fan club in Brazil. They sold her image for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they funded the family for years after, you know, being kind of broke. They funded the family for years off the back of this one image that was a screen grab someone else took from a video that her mom had posted online. And her mom eventually called time on the whole thing because she was like, it's too much for a young kid. I think she was seven when her mom kind of called time on it and said, like, this isn't what we intended.
So is the question then, do people regret, maybe, I know maybe not everybody will have that video you had, or, you know, the other stories you've mentioned, but is it that people maybe now think, oh, with hindsight, maybe I wouldn't post that, or how quickly it can happen that you become this online sensation?
Yeah. In my experience, like, I thought at the time it was completely harmless. It was all a bit of fun. And, you know, we all needed a distraction from COVID. And it was, you know, even for my son, like, I was thinking, this is memories for a lifetime. You know, he got to virtually meet loads of his heroes. They, you know, David De Gea was sending him stuff from the post and ringing him and all this kind of, like people were so kind. And I was thinking, this is fabulous. It was never a monetary thing for us. It was more a memory thing. But I do think a lot of people nowadays, like my son nowadays, is like, he's horrified. Like, I haven't been allowed to post a photograph of him since about 2017, 2018. Put that video up, I think it was, what was it, 2020. And I haven't, like, any time I take a photograph, the two of us now, he's like, that better not show up online. And I'm like, okay, promise it won't. But, like, that's the reality of it. You know, these kids, that stuff is always going to be out there. And I don't think people really appreciate that individuals, like, as they grow up, they may not want that out there. It's kind of like the same thing as, like, you know, when I was in my late teens, early 20s, I'm so glad there was no camera phones, because I do not want that kind of stuff coming back to bite me. But apart from that as well, like, I mean, a lot of parents who are kind of pushing their kids forward to do this kind of, these kind of channels and the like, I mean, they're looking at basically putting their kids out there to earn money. And they're not looking at things like, you know, their privacy. They're not looking at consent, things like, I mean, I didn't for a second think about any of that kind of thing, because to me, it was all just fun and games. But there is a much wider argument and much wider discussion that needs to be had about things like consent and privacy, because these kids are going to grow up someday.
I know.
And maybe
wonder,
they don't want that.
How
maybe
do people know who I am? I suppose it's a kind of a, maybe people need to have these discussions about, if one person in the house, you know, if one partner is snap happy and the other isn't,
well,
but
I mean, there is that as well. Like, you know, you see it quite a lot of the time. Like, if there's parents who say, for instance, are not together anymore, you know, you have to make sure that both parents are in agreement that the child's image can be used and all that. Like, it really is an area that people need to be so aware
absolutely.
Of.
Absolutely. You know, it's a really interesting conversation. Sarah Jane Tobin, editor of rollercoaster.ie. Sarah Jane, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.